Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is End Time Global Link Ministry. This is Elder G. Bazaar back on the air. Amen. I haven't stopped yet. And I'm not going to stop as long as God give me the wisdom and knowledge and give me the strength to preach this gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'll be on. Got good news for you. Good news for you. For those that's looking for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You ain't got too much longer. Amen. Amen. This is the appointed time and the appointed season. This is the season in which Christ can come. He can come in between September and October. Oh, man. You done lost your mind, Bazaar. You crazy. The demons in hell is shaking because they know the time is running out. Why? Because we are definitely, absolutely, uniquely living in the last days. Jesus Christ is soon to come and rapture the church. That's the next big list and next big event that's going to happen, that's going to shake the world. The world is not shaking right now because people are going on about their business. They ain't thinking about the return of Christ. They ain't thinking about salvation. They're not thinking about baptism. They ain't thinking about loving one another and looking out for one another. All the world is doing that is a dog-eat-dog world. And now we're living in the very critical time. Because the next thing that's going to happen is going to shake the cores of the earth. It's going to shake the inner earth, the outer earth. It's going to shake the heavens. And that is when Christ raptures the church. It's an urgent thing. This is the season. This is the appointed time. This is Elder Bazaar coming to you from what? Warren, Ohio. And I'm going on down there in Atlanta, Georgia, on Block Talk Radio. Brother Elder Derek Oliver is my co-host. Amen. And he's tuning me in, letting you know, amen, Bazaar is still on. I don't have my friend, Brother, on with me. He'll be on with me Sunday, I think. Amen. He's working. He's providing for his family, so I understand. Amen. But in the meantime, I will continue on. Amen. And let you know, this is Elder G. Bazaar from what? Watchman on the Wall. I'm still on the air. Still on. Thank God. And now I'm celebrating. I'm shouting. I'm in ecstasy. This will be 57 years, October the 15th. Will be 57 years I have been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've been preaching this for 57 years, and it's been a blessing to me. I know a lot of people don't believe me, and it's not what you believe or not, but do you believe in the word of God? Jesus Christ is on his way back to this earth. There's no way. The world's going to go on too much longer like it is now. There's too much going on. There's too much violence going on. There's too much killing and murdering. There's too much of church folks fooling around and lagging around and living up to what God requires them today. Jesus Christ is going to rapture the born-again believers. Do you hear what I said? Born-again believers. There ain't going to be no churchgoers. Amen. Just churchgoers going to heaven. Because going to church will not get you into heaven. You hear what I said? I said church going will not get you to heaven. And I know the scriptures. It said, fail not to assemble yourselves together, for a matter of some is, for we know that the day is approaching. God is not coming after bricks. He's not coming after pews. He's not coming after pulpit. He's not coming after... Amen. He's not coming out to have dinner at the church. He's coming to get his church. He's going to rapture his church real soon, sooner than I think he is. And I think he's coming in September. That's what I'm reading. That's what I'm getting a hold of. That's what I've been preaching for the last 57 years. And realizing that there are seven feast days, appointed times that has to be fulfilled. And the last three of the appointed times, the feast of the Lord is the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Yom Kippur, and the Feast of Tabernacles. These are three last fulfillment approaching for the return of Jesus Christ. But before he comes back to earth, he will rapture the body of Christ. Born again, baptized believers that have been saved by the grace of God. You're not getting to heaven by works. You're not getting to heaven by the looks. You're not getting to heaven by the hair on your head. You're not getting to heaven by your education or by your mama's apron or by your daddy's apron. You're not going to get to heaven that way. The only way you can get to heaven, the only way you can be saved, the only way you can be sanctified, the only way you can be glorified, the only way you can be a child of God is through the cross. The cross of Christ is the only way that a man can be saved. Jesus Christ, not by Baptist, not by Presbyterian, not by Nazism, not by Islam, not by no denomination or no occult religion can get you to heaven, brothers and sisters. The Bible said there is no other name given under heaven where men can be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. This is Elder Bazaar, and I'm celebrating this October the 15th, my 57 years that I've been preaching the gospel from Genesis to Revelation. And right now, I'm dealing with basically Daniel and Revelation. I'm dealing with Ezekiel. I'm dealing with Isaiah. I'm dealing with all the prophets of the Bible, the four major prophets and the 12 minor prophets. These prophets prophesied the return of Jesus Christ. They prophesied the millennium reign. They prophesied the rapture. They prophesied everything that the Word of God said, and they told us exactly what would happen just before Christ comes back. Amen. I've been preaching this. He went over it 1,000 times, over and over. And the same thing I started with is the same thing I'm preaching. I haven't changed my mind. My heart has not been changed to change up any scriptures in the Bible, try to fix it up. I dare not do it. I dare not do it. I dare not do it. I dare not mess with the Word of God. I dare not tamper with the Word of God. The Word of God is written, and what is written is written. And the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will abide as well. Let's bow our heads at this time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given me to preach the Word of God, because we know that day is far gone. We know the time is running out. We know the sun is going down. We know that time is so short. Amen. I don't know if I have enough time to even finish this message, because you could come today, you could come tomorrow, you could come the next day. But we know one thing, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We ask you right now, let your Holy Spirit be in me. Oh, let it speak through me by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This is Elder Bazaar. So glad to be back with you. So glad to expound this word. Amen. I'm going to go over some things that I've been going over for the last 57 years, and it haven't changed one bit, and that is the end time prophecies that I've been talking about. I've been talking about the rapture of the church. The body of Christ is soon to be removed from the earth, soon and very soon. The king is coming. He's going to call those out of the grave. Amen. And we that remain alive shall be called to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And then after that, the seven-year tribulation will begin, and that is the 70th week spoken by Daniel the prophet. Amen. I've been going over that for many, many times. Amen. And I'm going over tonight for you. Amen. To refresh your mind, refresh your memory. Amen. If you belong to a church, that's good. But this is more than just belonging to a church. Amen. To get to heaven, you must be born again. Except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. If you die lost, you will be lost in hell. Amen. If you die lost, you will be lost in hell. You hear what I said? If you die without Jesus Christ, you will be lost forever. The only ones that are going to heaven are those that have been born again. Nicodemus had to be born again. Jesus said, except you be born again, Nicodemus, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And when he was talking to Nicodemus, he was talking to every soul that ever lived, every soul that's alive today, every soul, every preacher, every deacon, every choir member, every secretary, you must be born again. You must have the Spirit of God in you when Christ comes, because when he comes, the only ones are going to be taken up are the ones that know him by the pardon of their sins and have been sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. In other words, your soul have been separated from sin. In other words, you are a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away. Behold, everything is new. And now we're walking in the newness of life. And when the trumpets blow, the dead in Christ shall rise, and we that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air. All right, the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, I'm going to go through a few of these here that's going to happen pretty soon. The rapture of the church, the Antichrist will come. I'm here to tell you the Antichrist is alive today on the earth. Woo! Let me say that again. The Antichrist is alive on earth right now. He's alive. What is he waiting for? He's waiting for the time for him to come on the scene. He cannot come on the scene. He cannot appear until the body of Christ is caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I'll say that again. The Antichrist cannot come on the scene, on the world scene. He cannot come on TV, although he's been on TV, but a lot of people haven't noticed him. He cannot come on the media until after the rapture of the church. It is not no black church. It's not no white church. It's not no Jewish church. It's not no Puerto Rican church. It's not no Indian church. It's the church that Jesus Christ purchased with his own blood. Sanctify one. The saints of God. The saints of God. Saint comes from the word sanctify. You have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and you living for God, and you love God with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, and you have changed from your wicked ways and believe on him and serving him and been washed in his blood. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the trumpets of God shall sound, we shall be called up to meet the Lord in the air. Antichrist come. Juan Carlos is the father of King Felipe. Juan Carlos, at the beginning of 1975, he was considered to be the Antichrist. But he is not the Antichrist because he had been removed from his throne, and he gave the throne to his son. His son is named King Felipe. King Felipe, he is the king of Spain. That's where the Antichrist is coming from. He's coming from Spain, S-P-A-I-N. Spain is a major part of the return of Jesus Christ, because the Antichrist is going to come out of Spain, and he is descendant of Esau and Jacob because of the what? The intercounting of both of these boys were brothers. And these brothers, amen, had a quarrel back in the Old Testament, and it's called time of Jacob's trouble. And the Bible gives us a scripture in Jeremiah 30:7 says, in that time there shall be a time of Jacob's trouble. So this Antichrist will come out of the Jewish nation and the nation of the Spanish nation, because these are brothers, and they are going to what? Issue him in to be the Antichrist. He's already the Antichrist because he's anti-God. He's anti-God. And he's a king of Spain. He's been the king of Spain since 2014 until this present day. He's 54 years old. He stands at 6'6". He's got 6 letters in his name. He's a handsome, tall dude. And guess what? He's on the prowl. He's just getting ready to crack the door open. And the door is almost ready to be wide open. And when he comes, he's going to come in a peace platform. He's going to say that he is Jesus Christ to the Jewish nation, and the Jewish nation is going to accept him, because this Antichrist is going to give the Jews permission to what? To rebuild their temple. There has to be a third temple. There has to be another temple to be built. Two have already been built and destroyed. One was destroyed during the Babylonian captivity, and it was rebuilt, and another one was destroyed in 70 AD, and they haven't had a temple since 70 AD until this present day, and Israel is back in the land. The Jews are getting ready to find a spot to rebuild the temple. They're placing the Ark of the Covenant. They got the two red heifers. They got all the utensils. They got all the materials to construct the temple, and he can't construct it until the rapture of the church has occurred, and the Antichrist is going to make a what? Listen what the Antichrist is going to do. King Philippians is going to make a covenant with the Jewish people, and the Jewish people are going to believe that this man is actually what? Jesus Christ. The Jews are going to believe that this man is Jesus Christ, and they're getting ready for it. They have already acknowledged his father as being the king of Jerusalem, and that authority was given to King Philippi, and the Jews are saying that he is going to be the king of Jerusalem. He's going to be a fake king of Jerusalem, because there's only one king that's the king of Jerusalem, and that's Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is going to come down here. Woo! After the rapture of the church, there's going to be a seven-year tribulation period. There's going to be 70-year tribulation period. It's going to fulfill the 70th year spoken by Daniel the prophet, because God promised the Jews. If you read in your Bible, you will read it. I know you will read it. I don't have time to find it for you and read it to you, but let me tell you, you got to read your Bible. You'll read in there about the 70th week spoken by Daniel the prophet, and we'll get ready for now. Tomorrow, the next day, we get ready for the 70th week spoken by Daniel the prophet. And Daniel the prophet says the 70th week will start after the rapture of the church. The Antichrist will come and make a seven-year covenant with the Jewish people to fulfill 490 years that God said. God said, I'm going to deal with the Jews for 490 years. I'm going to work with them. I'm going to bring them back into the land. I'm going to let the world know these are my chosen people. I'm going to let the world know these are my chosen people to do the work that I've called them to do. And the Jews failed God in the Old Testament, but now they're coming back into the land, because in the last days, they're going to do an awesome job like never before. And I'll get to that later. I'll tell you what's going to happen to the Jewish people during the tribulation period. But now the world is getting set for this world leader, this dictator that's going to come, this false Christ is going to come, and he's going to claim that he is Jesus Christ. And God said, I'm going to deal with the Jews for 490 years. And from 606 B.C. until 32 AD, God dealt with the Jews 483 years. He brought the Jews back from Babylon, brought them back into the land. It took 2,600 years for them to get back into the land, and the first sign of them coming back into the land was 1948. Good God Almighty. Get me now. 1948, the Jews, 25,000 Jews came back into the land of Israel. And from 1948 until 2022, the Jews have been in the land, and they're getting ready to do a work and a ministry like never before. It's going to shock the cores of the earth. It's going to shock every fake, false preacher that ever stood up on his feet. It's going to fall the Christians. All the fake Christians that call themselves a Christian, they're going to be shaken to the core of their heart, because they're going to find out they were dead wrong. They were dead wrong in saying that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, which means that Jesus Christ, they're saying that Jesus Christ is not God Almighty in the flesh. And I'm here to tell you tonight. I'm here to tell you tomorrow. I'm here to tell you through eternity. Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh. Christ came down here, God himself, wrapped himself up in human flesh, suffered and died, born of a virgin, suffered and died on Calvary's cross, stayed on the earth 33 1/2 years, and suffered and died, got up from the grave on the third day morning, went back to heaven, and said, I'm coming back to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. Well, the 2,000 years are up. 2,000 years are up. It's done. 2,000 years will be up in 2029. 6,000 years. God's going to lock the door. What's going to happen in 2029? 2029 is what? The return of Jesus Christ. Because to tell me, woo, if 2029, Jesus Christ is going to be on this earth, how do you know, preacher? No man knows the hour, the day, or the time. No, I don't know the day and hour, but I know the season and the appointed time. Because let me tell you, 2022, it's going to be the year that Christ comes back. Oh, my God. Somebody need to shoot me. Somebody need to shoot me. Somebody need to shoot me. Jesus Christ is coming back to get a church without a spot, without a wrinkle. We're getting ready for the seventh week of Daniel, spoken by the prophet Daniel. Daniel said, before Christ comes back on this earth and sets his foot on the top of the Mount of Olives, there has to be a seven-year tribulation period. This tribulation period is caused by Israel. Israel knows that God owes them 7 years. You hear what I said? Israel know that God owed them 7 years to deal with them to fulfill the 490 years that God said, I will bring back Israel into the land. When I bring them back, they're going to do a great evangelist work up on the earth before I come back on earth and bring the church. Because when Christ raptures the church is going to be in heaven for 7 years, and the 7 years will end in 2029. And when Christ split the sky in 2029, ooh, he's coming back with the church that will fulfill the 7 year tribulation, will fulfill 490 years that God will bring Israel back into the right standing with the God of Israel from the time of Genesis all the way over to the time of Revelation at the close. We will be talking about tonight the Antichrist, King Philippe. We will be talking about the peace treaty that's going to be signed real soon. We're going to be talking about the seven-year tribulation. We're going to be talking about the 144,000 Jews that are going to preach the gospel during the tribulation period. We're going to be talking about Russia and Israel, because Russia is going to attack Israel. They already got Ukraine in a mess, and they're planning to attack Israel during the tribulation period. And there's 28 judgments that we got to deal with. We got to deal with the mark of the beast, which is the computer chip. And I'm here to tell you right now, America is getting ready to accept the computer chip. They already got it installed. They're going to be making computer chips from this day until the end of the tribulation period. The computer chip is going to represent the mark of the beast, because the mark of the beast is a computer chip that will be put in your right hand or in your forehead to identify you as being a worshiper of the Antichrist. You're going to be a worshiper of the dragon if you accept the computer chip in your right hand or in your forehead. And America and around the world, in England and Newfoundland and all those countries, are preparing to get the computer chip in production and use it during the tribulation period. Because in the 13th chapter of Revelation, good God Almighty, listen to what I got to tell you. I got to tell you that this computer chip will be Revelation 13 chapter. It says there's a time coming when men will receive a mark on their right hand or in their forehead. And whoever receives this mark will be damned because they are making homage to the Antichrist. They will bow down to the Antichrist because if they don't get the mark, they will not be able to buy and sell because the Antichrist is going to have control of the whole round world. Y'all better listen. I'm saying this out of love. I'm saying this out of the mercy of God. I'm saying this out of revelation. I'm saying this out of my heart. I'm saying this to the intent of my heart. If somebody was going to come up and tell me, they're going to shoot me in the head right now if I don't start talking, if I don't stop talking about this year Antichrist, they would have to shoot me because I'm not going to stop talking because once you receive that mark, your soul will be damned forever in hell. Because you have rejected the sacrificial death of God Almighty through his son. It was Jesus Christ that gave his life. He said, I got power enough to lay it down and I got power enough to lift it up again. I received this of my Father. And let me tell you, Jesus Christ has been resurrected from the dead 2,000 years ago. He's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father and he's coming back very soon to get a church without a spot or a wrinkle. We're going to talk about the 144,000 Jews. We're going to talk about Russia. In the 38th and 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, he talks about Gog and Magog, Meshach and Tubal. That is Russia. And Russia now is getting ready to what? Start World War III. It will be started after the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, Russia is going to gather up five nations. Five nations. Brother Bazaar is going to tell you something. Brother Bazaar is going to go to the book of Ezekiel, to the book of Ezekiel, the 38th and 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Let's read and see what the Bible say. I ain't talking about what I say. I ain't got nothing to say. Only thing I got to say is coming out the word of God. In what? In the 38th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, I'm going to say this, the 38th chapter, the 4th verse, I'm going to read this for you real good. It says, and I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaws. I will bring thee forth and all thine armies, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with buckler and shield, all of them handling swords. It will be Persia, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, with them, all of them, with shield and helmets. Gomer, Germany, all the bands, the house of Togomar, Turkey, the northern quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. That's in the book of Ezekiel. That's the 38th and 39th chapter in the book of Ezekiel. This is reality. This is real. This is genuine. This is God's word. I'm not playing. I'm not joking. I'm not telling you no riddle. Russia is getting ready during the tribulation period when the church is not here. The Antichrist will be coming into power. The world will be absent of true believers. The only ones that will be here that will be true believers, and that will be the 144,000 and the two witnesses that will come in the tribulation period. The 144,000 will be here in the first part of the tribulation, which will be 3.5 years. And Moses and Elijah will come in the second part of the 3.5 years. And they will be the only righteous men upon the earth and people upon the earth that will be preaching the gospel of the kingdom, which will be Jews. You hear what I said? Jews will preach the gospel of the kingdom. The church has been preaching the gospel of grace for 2,000 years. And look at the condition that the church is in. People are fooling around. People are telling lies. Preachers, false prophets. We got false people going into the church telling all kind of lies and telling people it's a blessing, it's a blessing, it's a blessing. Get your money. It's a blessing to be rich. It's a blessing to do this. It's a blessing to. They're giving motivation speeches. They're telling people you can do anything you want to. Don't worry about it, because we're going into a world church. And guess what? The world church is on the horizon. And we see the outcome of the world church. The world church is found in the 17th chapter of Revelation, where the woman is riding up on the scarlet beast with a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of the earth. This is the fake church. This is the church of Satan. This is what chased Satan church is. This woman that's riding up on the scarlet beast, and she's got a golden cup in her hand. Lord have mercy. Let me read that for you. God is good. God is good. In the 17th chapter of Revelation, here's a fake church. Here is the baloney church. Here is a church that's run by Lucifer. Here is a church that's been deceived. Here is a church that has a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. The only power they got is the power of Satan, and the power of Satan is destruction, killing, and murder. Listen to what it says in the same 17th chapter. In the fourth verse, we start right there. And the woman was arrayed with purple and scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stone and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full. This is what it's full of. It's not full of the Holy Ghost. It's not full of mercy and love. It's not full of sanctification. It's full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. It's run off of sex. It's run off of money. It's run off of prestige. It's run off of sex pornography. It's run off of killing and murdering and raping. It's run off of drugs. It's run off of alcohol. Listen to what it says. And on her forehead was a name written: Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. This is the most filthiest church on the planet. And the filthy church is run by Satan and his demons and his devils and his cohorts. This woman is dressed. She looks good. She got half her clothes on and half her clothes off. And she's riding upon the beast. And the beast is the Antichrist. And she's in control of the beast. But the beast is going to turn on her. And the devil is going to eliminate this false church. And he's going to become the head of the church, and he's going to cause the people of the world to worship him instead of the woman. Listen to what it says. The myth of Babylon, the mother of harlots. Three things that can damn a church, that can condemn a church, that can destroy a church. Let me tell you what it is. Money, the love of money is the root of all evil. Number two, sex. Sex, you hear what I said? Sex is killing church folks. People say they're Christians and living in a sex escapade phenomenon. Men who are in great power call themselves having religion. I got religion. What's your religion? My religion is a Catholic. My religion is Presbyterian. That don't make no difference. That does not say anything about salvation, because salvation is not a religion. Salvation is a relationship with Jesus Christ by his shed blood on Calvary's cross. And the Bible says, except you repent of your sins and turn from your wicked way, you shall perish. And this woman is in abomination and filthiness of the earth. And guess what? She got a golden cup in her hand. And inside of this cup is filled with what? Fornication, incest, homosexuality, lesbianism, killing and murders and drugs, wife swapping. All kinds of iniquity is inside of this cup. And this cup, she's the world is handing in. This here false church is handed to the world saying, drink this iniquity, drink sin. And people are drinking sin and iniquity like water. They're drinking it, they're sucking it up. They're drinking it every day. They're living in sin. They're doing sin. They love sin. And they're in this, call themselves a Christian, call themselves a child of God. Well, they'll learn wonder, because you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve sex and God. You cannot serve God and money. You cannot serve God in materialistic gain. You've got to serve God in the spirit, and God's in the spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This church will arrive in full blossom after the rapture, after the true church gone, after the true Christians are gone, after the born-again believers are gone, after the Holy Ghost driving hammer, baptized believer leave this earth, the whole church of Satan will come up on the earth. Witchcraft, voodoo, hoodoo, all kinds of demons and devils will capitulate this. They will rule this. They will take control of the world through who? Through Lucifer. Lucifer will rule the world through the Antichrist, which will become the beast. And we're living in that time now where judgment is going to fall upon this planet. 28 judgments going to fall upon the planet. The seven seals, the seven bowls, the seven vials, and the seven claps of thunder. 4 times 7 is 28 going to fall upon this earth. The mark of the chip will be used in the second part of the tribulation period. Men will not be able to buy or sell unless they receive the mark of the beast, and the world will go hog wild of it. They will chew it up like man chewing tobacco. They will use it and saying, we are worshipers of God, and they will not be worshipers of God. They will be worshipers of Satan, because that's what people are doing today. They'll bow down to Lucifer, Beelzebub, the old serpent, the red dragon. They'll bow down to him. And these spirits are the prince power of the air. They rule in high places. And guess what? Satan is getting ready to come down here. He's getting ready to come down here. He's coming down in what? UFOs. He's coming down in a bodily form. He's coming down to rule the world and possess men's body. He's coming down to what? Damn souls that have rejected Jesus Christ. And the world is saying, come on with it. The world said, give us Satan. We want the devil. We want lust. We want homosexuality. We want fornication. We want adultery. We want drugs. Give it to us. Satan, give it to us. And God said, if you don't want me, I'm going to give you the opportunity to choose you or me. And majority of the world, Lord, listen to me. Whoever listens to me out there, the majority of the world will go to hell. You hear what I say? Majority of the world will go to hell. Very few are going to make it in. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 7:14, broad is the way that leadeth into the destruction, and many go in there. For straight is the way and narrow the gate that leadeth to life, and very few will find it. My friends, don't be in the wide gate. Don't be in the crowd. Amen. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father unless they come by me. This woman that's getting ready to ride is coming through the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church is going to be the gateway for people to worship this woman, because the Pope is the false prophet. You hear what I said? I said the Pope is a false prophet, and he will give you the position to worship the beast. That's found in the book of Revelation, the 13th chapter. But this woman that I'm talking about, she's getting ready to ride, because already the Pope is gathering all denominations, all occults, all unregenerated people who don't know Jesus Christ to join this church, and they're going to join it with hallelujah time. They're going to believe that this is the way to get to God, and this is the way to get to hell, because those that come through the Roman Catholic Church and the mark of the beast and the woman on the beast are on their way to hell because they have rejected the blood of Jesus Christ. They're the only one that can sanctify your soul and cleanse your soul from sin, because no other agent can cleanse your soul from sin but the blood of Jesus Christ. And the world today is saying that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God and that he didn't die. They said he didn't get up from the grave. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I know without a shadow of a doubt, and I put my life on the line, I know that Jesus Christ got up from the grave on the third day morning, because one morning he got up in my life and changed my life. And I know he changed my life because I've been called from the darkness into the marvelous light. I know I'm on my way to glory, not because of what I do or who I am, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to heaven not by my works, least any man should boast. I'm going to heaven by the grace of God, because God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So you better get it out of your mind, get it out of your spirit, that you're going to get to heaven by your looks. You're going to get to heaven by your money. You're going to get to heaven by your education. You're going to get to heaven by your talents. You ain't going to get to heaven by no way other than the name of Jesus Christ, because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. And where we at now? We at the time of the rapture. We at the time of the calling away. We at the time that men ought to come out from the darkness into the marvelous light, because when the church is gone, 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 I'm on the air. When the church is gone, when the church is gone, amen, there won't be nobody here to preach the gospel, but who? But the 144,000. The 144,000 of Jewish remnant that will carry the gospel for the first 3.5 years. The church will be in heaven at the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ is for the church. The saints of God will stand at the judgment seat of Christ for their works that they have done down here under the blood of Jesus Christ. So the one that will be at the judgment seat of Christ will be the blood-washed saints that have accepted Jesus Christ to get the rewards for the works that they have done down here while they were here on earth. The church will not be here. And so there won't be nobody on this earth to carry the gospel after the church is gone. But God said, I've got a remnant. The world church will be here. The unregenerated people will be here. The lost will be here. All the wicked that have not been saved by the grace of God will be here on this earth, and they will have to face the Antichrist. They will have to face the world church. They will have to face the mark of the beast. They will have to face the 144,000 Jews that will preach the gospel of the kingdom for 3.5 years. I want you to settle on that. This is going to happen. Hell don't like it. The devil don't like me. I don't like him neither. I hate him to my intent. I hate him. I hate him, and I know he's going to burn in hell forever, ever. And the reason I'm preaching this gospel like I'm preaching it is because I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I don't want to see you go to hell. For what? For rejecting Jesus Christ. For saying that you can get to heaven on your own. for saying that your denomination can get you to heaven, from saying that you can get to heaven off of your religion, from saying that you can get to heaven off your mama, your daddy, your sister, your dog, or your cat, from saying that you can get to heaven off of your own good works, when you can never, 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 never enter the kingdom of God without being washed in the blood of the Lamb. You've got to repent of your sins and turn away from your wicked self. Because if you ain't saved, you're unclean. You're dirty. You are unsaved. You are lost. You are separated from God because of your sins. And God cannot, will not. He won't compromise. Nobody will get into heaven unregenerated. If you have not been saved, you won't make it into the glory of God. You will not see God. You will not be able to live with God. You will not be able to have the joy of heaven if you die in your sins. You cannot afford to die in your sin, because let me tell you, if you go to hell, you're going to be there forever. You're going to be there forever. You ain't going to be able to get out. And if you go to hell, you won't be have to wait in hell until the final judgment. And the final judgment is the lake of fire. Because when you die, you will go to Hades, and you will wait there until the final judgment. And if you die in your sins, you cannot wake up and get saved. If you die before you get saved, you want to be in hell forever. After the great white throne. The great white throne is for all the wicked dead, all those that what? Rejected. You hear what I said? Rejected Jesus Christ. You can be pretty as a pitcher. You can be rich as a richer. You can be smart as a razor. But you cannot enter the kingdom of God without the blood. No blood, no life. No blood, no redemption. No blood, you don't have no chance at all to sneak into glory and say, Lord, give me another chance. Ain't no another chance. You need Jesus Christ tonight. In the 17th chapter, you see that woman. That's the world church. That's the church that's going to be here after the rapture. So church time is almost up. The hymn books and the Bibles. I'm going to take mine with me. Amen. The hymn books and the Bible, the true Bible, the real Bible, the Bible that I live by the word of God, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. Live by. Oh, I can't live by the word of God. Yes, you can, through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God's power. The Holy Ghost is God's Son. The Holy Ghost is God himself in you through Jesus Christ. And you have that power to live above sin, live above degradation, live above the acidity and the foolishness that Satan is trying to put down, because he know he ain't got nothing but a short time, and time is running out. O-U-T. You know, out of is out. After the rapture of the church, God's going to leave 144,000 witnesses, and he's going to leave two witnesses. He's going to leave 144,000. I'll give you the name of the tribe later on. And he's going to leave two witnesses, which is Moses and Elijah. Moses never finished his ministry. He never entered the land flowing with milk and honey. And by that, God said, I want you to be my last witness before I come back. So Moses is going to come back because he had power enough to turn water to blood. And he's going to do some miracles during the time of the last part of the tribulation. He's going to do miracles that fire will come down out of heaven. He's going to bring plagues up on the earth because Moses got that kind of power. These are going to be two witnesses. And they are going to preach 3 1/2 years in the latter part of the tribulation period. You, if you be here, if you miss the rapture, and you can go and get to the middle part of the tribulation, you're going to witness it. Because it's going to be on internet, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. It's going to be on every internet in the whole world, because let me tell you something, the gospel will be preached to all the world and then the end. And the only way the gospel can be preached is through technology, because the whole world is going to witness it, the tribulation period. Yes, it is. And then God's going to send another witness, and his witness is Elijah. Elijah was the one that prayed that it would not rain for 3.5 years. Elijah was the one that went up in the fiery chariot. Elijah was the one that was on Mount Transfiguration. Him and Moses was on the Mount Transfiguration. It was Moses and Elijah that was called the two anointed ones. It's going to be Moses and Elijah that's going to stand in front of the temple, amen, and preach for 3.5 years during the latter part of the tribulation period. And they will preach January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 1 year, another year, January, another year, January, another year, January, until March. 3.5 years, they will preach the unadulterated word of God Almighty, warning the world it's time for Jesus Christ to come back. And the world is going to get stiff-necked. The world is going to hate these two men, and they're going to wish they were dead. But they can't do nothing to them until God gives them permission to kill them. And if anybody touches them while they're preaching the gospel for the 3.5 years, fire will come out of their mouth and devour every last one of them that touched these two men. And these two men were two great men in the Old Testament, but Elijah did not finish his ministry. He was running from Jezebel. He got discouraged because Jezebel was going to kill him. And old Elijah went down there under the juniper tree and started crying and whimpering and said, "Oh, Lord, I'm the only prophet left. Ain't nobody else but me." God said, "Wait a minute. I've got 7,000 that I haven't even bowed to Baal or bent their knees. Get up, man. Go tell Jezebel she got to die." And Elijah said, "I wish I was dead." And the Lord said, "I'm not going to cause you to die. I'm going to take you up in a fiery chariot and ride you into glory. But in the last days, I'm going to call Moses out of the grave, and I'm going to call you from heaven, and I'm going to want y'all two boys, two prophets, go down there and preach for the last 3.5 years. And this would be a sermon not of motivation speeches. It would be a sermon of judgment. God's wrath is coming to a full cup. Because God, Lord, have mercy. God is so good. He has put up with man for 6,000 years of trying to convince man, what? That you need a redeemer. You need a savior. You need salvation. That's what he's trying to convince man of. I'm trying to convince you, you need me. I'm the God of gods and the Lord of lords. I'm the God of the heavens. I'm the God of the universe. I'm the God of the eons and the ions. I'm the God of the neutron and the proton. I'm the God of gods and nobody else besides me. And before me, there was nobody but me. I was here before and I'll be here after. You made out of the dust of the ground. I breathed into Adam's nostrils. You became a living soul. You are a what? You are a human being, and you are a spiritual being. And you got something that I want. I want your soul. So you won't have to die and go to hell because you rebel against. That's what God is trying to tell the world. And he done went 6,000 years to the dead end. And the 6,000 years are up in 2029. It's done. It's done like a biscuit in a stove. It's done. Don't wait too late. Don't fool around. Don't believe in your quack preachers that are telling you something else. If Jesus Christ didn't say it, don't you believe it. If Christ said it, you best believe it. Because only what Jesus Christ said is going to stand forever. Anything outside of what Jesus Christ said is a lie. And the Bible says, "Let God be true, and let every man be a liar." And men are lying between their teeth. They're lying every day. They're lying every night. They're lying every second. And the Bible says the devil is a father of lies. He's a murderer. He's a backstabber. He's a crook. He's a convict. He's an old Lucifer, old serpent that become a dragon. And he has no hope to be redeemed, because angelic beings cannot be redeemed once they fall. The only thing to be redeemed is a human being. A human being is the only thing to be redeemed. Anything that's altered other than a human being cannot be redeemed. Like the Nephilim, like the sons of God had went into the daughters of men, they got Nephilim, and they became demons. They cannot be redeemed. Any kind of cross-breeding, DNA testing, amen, these people cannot be redeemed. And man, I got to a point, they're cloning people. They're cloning people. It's not made in the image of God. It's made in the image of Satan. And Satan now is trying to what? To destroy the human race. And he can't do it. Oh, yes. Majority of the people are lost today. Majority are lost. And the majority will go to hell, because the Bible says, and all the world wondered after the beast. What you mean all? Majority of the world will wonder after this Antichrist, this man of sin, this man that calls himself Jesus Christ, will deceive the whole world. And people will wonder if they will receive the mark with gladness. They will be jumping and shouting that they will be able to buy and sell, but their soul will be damned forever in a lake of fire. And let me tell you something about hell. It's hot. It's hot down there. It's miserable down there. There's nothing down there that you want. I like to know, what in hell is it that you want down there? Ain't no joy, ain't no peace, ain't no light, there ain't no baseball games, there ain't no drugs, there ain't no lies. Ain't nothing in hell but fire, brimstone, gashing and gnashing of teeth. You have five things you can take to hell with you. You can take your eyesight, you can take your smell, you can take your hearing, you can take your touch, you can take your taste with you, and you can take your memory with you. That's the only five things you can take. There ain't no praying in hell. The only thing you can do is call out to yourself, call out to demons to be tormented forever. And you have your memory. You can remember when you heard about the blood of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the suffering of Jesus Christ, the resurrection that he got up from the grave with all power. He paid the penalty for what? He paid the penalty for sin. He paid the penalty for sin. All your sins were paid for in full. Past sins, present sins, future sins were paid for. The only thing you've got to do is come to Christ in a repentant spirit, in a contrite spirit, and say, Lord God Almighty, I am sorry. I sinned against your son. I sinned against your resurrection. I sinned against your burial death. I sinned against your suffering. Forgive me of my sins. And I'm willing enough to confess you with my mouth and believe with my heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The Bible said, thou shalt be saved. And you've got to be willing enough to turn from your own self-righteous living like you want to live and turn to Jesus Christ. The tribulation period is a judgment for Israel. But thank God for the judgment that God is going to bring on Israel, because through Israel being judged, the Gentiles have an opportunity to receive Christ after the rapture. Souls can be saved after the rapture. I say it again. Souls will be saved after the rapture. How do you know, preacher? I know from the word of God. We talk about the great whore. We talk about the Antichrist and the dragon. We talk about the mark of the beast. And now we're going to talk about what's going to happen after the rapture of the church. What is God going to do? Well, in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation, because the seventh chapter shows you that the 144,000 cannot come until after the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, John said in the seventh chapter of Revelation, and after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds. The turbulence is going to come up on the earth. The angels are holding it back, that the wind should not blow, that catastrophe should not blow, that storm should not blow, that nothing will come up on the earth to destroy the earth right now. Should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. So he said, hold back. Don't do nothing yet. Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. I'm going to seal them with the Holy Spirit, and they're going to have a signet on their head. Let them know they have been sealed by God Almighty. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribe of Israel, and these are not the Jehovah Witnesses. No way. I can say this, hell no. They are not Jehovah Witnesses. Because Jehovah's Witness is an occult religion. It's a religion that they deny that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. They deny that. They refute that. They say that he hung on a piece of a stake. And they say that the blood of Jesus Christ is not sufficient. In other words, they don't have no blood songs they can sing because they don't sing him. Well, good God Almighty, y'all better read. Jehovah's Witness don't believe in him knowledge. Oh, I know it was the blood to save me. They don't say that. They refute that. They deny that. They reject that. And the Bible said, without the shedding of blood, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So if you meet a Jehovah's Witness, you tell them, look, let me tell you something. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he's God Almighty in the flesh, and you die your sins rejecting the atonement that Jesus Christ made, you want to burn in hell, and you ain't judging nobody. And if I'm judging you, I'll be judging you by the word of God. And the word of God says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And if you have not been born again, the Bible says you're going to hell. I didn't say it. The third verse says, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there was sealed 144,000 of all the tribe of the children of Israel. These are evangelist men who God is going to fill and seal them with the Holy Ghost. And they are going to be 12,000 from each tribe. And the Bible gives you the name of the tribes that will produce 12,000. And the tribe of Judah was sealed 12,000. And the tribe of Reuben were 12,000. And the tribe of Gad, 12,000. And the tribe of Asher, sealed 12,000. And the tribe of Nephilim, 12,000. And the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. And the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. And the tribe of Levi, 12,000. And the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. And the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. And the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. And the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. From each tribe, multiply that by 12 by 12, you get 144,000 evangelists, Jews and Jews only. Because God said, at the end time, I'm going to restore Israel. I'm going to bring them back into the land, and they're going to do an evangelist work for the first 3.5 years. These men are going to preach 3.5 years. Do I have to say it again? January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. 3 times. 3.5 years. They will cover the earth with the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is they will be saying, Jesus Christ is Lord, he's our Messiah, and that he's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom. The kingdom of God is on its way. The kingdom of God, the millennium reign of Jesus Christ, will be set up in Jerusalem at the end of the 7-year tribulation. Woo! 7 years of judgment. And then after the 7 years of judgment, it's going to come out to the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ will be back on this earth at the end of the tribulation period. And he will judge Israel. He will judge the nation. And he will bring the world back into the millennium reign. Woo! For the first time ever known to human history. How is he going to do it? He's going to do it because when Satan and the Antichrist and the false prophet be put into the lake of fire, there's an angel coming down out of heaven with a great chain in his hand, and he's going to lay hold on the old devil, the old dragon, the old Beelzebub, the old serpent, and put him in the bottomless pit and lock him up for 1,000 years. He will be locked. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God! Thank you, Jesus. He will lock him up, and Christ will usher in the millennium reign. And during the millennium reign, we will not have to be put up with Lucifer, the devil, the old servant at all, because he's going to be locked up. And when they lock him up, Christ will set in Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be the place where Christ will rule with a rod of iron. Tough love. Ain't going to be no playing around now. No way, Jose. That's why I love Brother Trump. Brother Trump said before he even got into president, he said Jerusalem need to be back in Israel. And I'm going to move the embassy back in to Israel. And he did it. When he did it, he was setting up the place in which Christ will rule. Come on now. You don't know your Bible. You say you know your Bible, but if you knew your Bible, you would say Jerusalem become the capital of Israel for the first time over the period of 2,000 years. Oh, my God, something is getting ready. Something is happening. And now Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel for, I think, 6 or 7 years. And that's the city in which Christ will rule and reign. And when Christ comes back, at the end of the tribulation period, and the two witnesses will have fulfilled their ministry for 3.5 years, they will preach so dynamic that the world, listen, I said the world will try to get rid of them, but they cannot touch these men until their ministry is done. And at the end of the tribulation period, they will be killed. They will be killed. Listen to what I'm saying. They will be killed. With God's permission, and they will lay in the streets of Jerusalem for 3.5 days. TV, radio, internet, Instagram, TikTok, every TV station, every news media will cover this like water covering the sea, and the world will be amazed. The world would be angry. The world would say, I wish you would shut them up. and they're going to lay in the streets dead. Metamorphosis will set in. TV cameras will be there. Newsmen will be there. Men will be wondering what's going on, what's going on. For 3.5 days, the world going to witness it. They're going to witness it. They're going to see it. And after the 3.5 days, God Almighty is going to resurrect those two men and ascend them to heaven. And then after that, Jesus Christ will appear in the heavens, because the moon, the sun, the stars, and the sky is going to roll back like a scroll. And men are going to be catching this on what? On their cameras. They're going to see Jesus Christ, because in the book of Revelation 1:7, it said, and every eye shall see him when Jesus Christ come out of those. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And when he come back out of glory, guess who he's coming back with? He's coming back with the glorious church. Oh, my God, my God. And the glorious church will be riding white stallions. And they will be dressed in white. And they will be washed in the blood. And they will have the victory. 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 Victory in the name of Jesus. And we will come down from the portals of glory, and we will fight the battle of battles. We will fight the battle of Armageddon. And Jesus will be the captain, and I'll be riding with him. Yes, I will. And if I was you, I'll get my soul right so I can ride back with him in glory. When we ride back in glory, we're going to destroy the armies of the world. Jesus Christ is going to speak, and every army that comes against him in Jerusalem will be wiped out. And the blood of men and horses will be flowing in the valley of Megiddo up to the horses' bridle. Yes, and Jesus will be saying, King of kings and Lord of lords. Yeah, it's coming, son. It's coming. Church time is out. Pretty soon, I won't have to go to church no more. Oh, what do you mean? You the church if you're born again. Church can't go to church. Only thing you can do is worship. But guess what? We're going to be worshiping the Lord forever. Forever. Praise his name. Forever. Lift up the name of Jesus. Forever. Forever. Living in peace forever. And those that come through the tribulation period in their natural bodies, those that make it in their natural bodies, those nations that make it in and that are saved, they will enter into the millennium reign. And they will be used to reproduce and repopulate the earth for the last time for 1,000 years. And the age will be lifted up that men will live 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 400 years, 500 years, 600 years, 700 years, 900 years. Longevity will be brought back. The animal world will be tamed. Woo! The bear will lay down with the lamb, and the lion eat straw like meat. And the child shall play with the cock thrice daily. Young boys and girls will be in the streets of Jerusalem running up and down. Oh, my God. No more storm. No more jailhouse. No more prostitution. No more killing. No more murder. No more war. No more. It's done. The only sin that Christ will have to deal with is unbelief. And if anybody do any sin, a hideous sin, during the millennium reign, execute of judgment will come upon them to let them know, I ain't playing. The Lord said, I ain't playing now. Judgment will be brought up to you right away, so everybody going to be in line. That's what you call tough love. And all those that were born in that time will have witnessed the loving Savior. They have seen him, seen the nail prints in his hand. They have seen him talk, seen him walk. They will be touched by him. They will look at him. They will have Christ right there with evidence that he is the Messiah. And they will have nail prints. He will have the nail prints in his hand, in his feet. They will see Christ for 1,000 years. And the earth will be repopulated. And God's going to let man go through one more test, and that test is unbelief. And this is a sin that you cannot blame on the devil. And that sin that you cannot blame on the devil is called unbelief. Because the devil believes. He knows. He knows more than you. He knows who Jesus Christ is. And he believes. And those that are born in the natural birth, after Satan will be loosed one more time, there will be a great host of people who still will not accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. What is God trying to prove in the millennium reign? He's going to prove to man. There's one sin you can't blame on the devil, and that sin is unbelief, because that is a personal belief that you would have to receive in order to escape the wrath of God. In other words, Jesus saying, you must know who Jesus Christ is by being born again during the millennium reign. And when Satan is loose, he will instigate and cause another Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog means godless, ungodly. These people during the millennium reign will still accept the ungodly way of not accepting Jesus Christ. You know the most ungodly thing that a man can receive or do? And that is, after Jesus Christ came down here on the earth 2,000 years ago, God in the flesh, born in the manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, stayed on this earth 33.5 years, did miracles, went to Calvary's cross, suffered, died, ridiculed, beaten beyond recognition, slaughtered like the slaughterhouse, went to the slaughterhouse like a dumb lamb. He opened not his mouth, went down in the grave, took hold of death by the neck, and now he got power over death, hell, and the grave. After he done all that, and you turn around and reject that, that you can get to heaven on your own efforts, that's the worst sin you can commit, to reject the sacrificial death of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ during the millennium reign. Because the only sin you will have apt to is unbelief. And God would almost put you in a perfect environment, and men still will not repent of their sins. Woo! That's the last test. And guess what? Man is going to fail it. He failed the first six. He failed the test of innocence. He failed the test of conscience, knowing the awe. He failed the test of self-government, the 11th chapter of Genesis. He failed the test of law. He failed the test of promise. He failed the test of grace. And he failed the test of unbelief. Man is a total failure without God. You hear what I said? You're a total failure without God. Without God in your life, through Jesus Christ, you are a failure, and you are a candidate for hell. Jesus Christ basically died for us, basically to save us from hell. Basically, that's what he died. He died to save us from hell. He wants to save you from hell. But people say, I don't want to be saved from hell. I want sin. God hates sin. He hates it so much. The only way that he could make it a problem for you is to die. Because if he wouldn't have died, he would have to destroy every human being on the planet. You hear what I said? He would have to destroy every human being on the planet and put the whole world in hell. And Satan said, ooh, I would like that. But he got a bad disappointment. God's going to save those that want to be saved. He's saving folks right now. He's saving souls in the prison. He's saving souls on the street corner. He's saving souls in beer joints. He's saving souls around the world in the ghetto. He's saving souls in remote areas of the earth. He's saving souls in Christ Jesus through his blood. And they ain't never heard of denomination. They ain't never heard of nothing as far as other religions. But when they hear the name of Jesus Christ, suffered and died for their sin, repent of their sin, guess what? Jesus Christ saved them, and he saved them forever. Not on no traditional basic trial. He saved you forever. Eternal redemption is brought to this earth through Jesus Christ. In other words, Christ saves those that come to him forever. You can't be lost. You can't be born again and again. No, ain't no such thing. Christ died once and for all. And whoever come to him can be saved forever. So quit trying to work your way, because it's not by works. It's by the grace of God. Undeserved merit. You don't deserve it, but God loves you so much that he was willing to die for you and give himself over to sin, who knew no sin but became sin, that through him he could die for your sins and my sins. And now you want to go around talking about you can get to heaven on your own. No, you can't. No, you won't. No, you know, it's impossible. You got to have Jesus, because that name is above every name. And every demon in hell, every cord in hell, every rotten, low-down spirit is going to have to bow down to you. And every sinner, every saint going to have to bow down to him and confess that he is Lord, God Almighty, through his son, Jesus Christ. This is Elder Bazaar coming to you. I'm coming to you, getting you ready for this year. Great event that's going to happen pretty soon. That great event is called the Rapture. It's called Rosh Hashanah. The Feast of Trumpets represent judgment, represent awe, represents a new year. Christ is going to rapture the church soon. Be ready. Because this new world ain't going to get no better. This winter coming is going to be hell on earth. This winter, it's going to be bad news. We got monkeypox. Lord have mercy. We got all kind of diseases that's spreading around the world. We got diseases that's coming from four corners of the earth. And they're getting ready to strike this earth. And when they strike this earth, it's going to be the pale horse in the book of Revelation. The sixth chapter where he says, I saw a pale horse. It said, death and hell followed it. It's going to be more than monkeypox. It's going to be more than corona. It's going to be more diseases come up. I'm going to name something for you. So when you hear it, you won't be amazed. You got smallpox. It's still around. Tuberculosis. You got sex-transmitted diseases, syphilis, HIV, AIDS. You got influenza, bubonic plague, rats, cholera, drinking water, Ebola, rats and monkeys, yellow fever, you get that from water, typhoid, you get that from food and water, strep throat. Well, man, you got some diseases in here I can't even pronounce. Measles, you got malaria. You got over at least 3,000 different kinds of viruses and stuff floating around in the air, and they haven't mutated yet. But during the tribulation period, it's going to have an outbreak, because when this war comes up with Russia, food's going to get scarce, gas going to go up, food's going to go up. There's going to be civil war in the United States and around the world. People going to be fighting. People going to be fighting about abortion, not to kill the baby, to kill the baby. Well, let me tell you something. It's going to be hell on earth. And I ain't playing. I ain't trying to scare you. I ain't trying to tell you nothing, but tell you one thing. You need to repent. You need to come to Jesus Christ, because God really loves you. He's concerned about you. I don't like to tell nobody they're going to hell. No. But you're going if you don't know Christ. If you don't know God. And the Bible said, if a man say he loved God and hate his brother, he's a liar. And the truth is not in him. How can you love God whom you've never seen and your brother's right here? So if you don't have a love of God in you, you can't love your fellow man out of pure love. And love covers a multitude of sins. And the only love that can cover a multitude of sins is the love of God through what? The blood of Christ. Because God loved me when I was ugly, when I was nasty. He loved me so much, he saved me because I wanted to be saved. I wanted to accept Jesus Christ at a young age. And he have never left me. Ever since he saved me at 9 years, he have never left. He's always been with me for 77 years. Jesus Christ has taken care of me, seen and unseen dangers. He's taking care of me. He'll take care of you if you want God to take care of you. If you don't want God to take care of you and you don't want to accept him, he can't help you at a certain point in your life. You want to wait till the last minute. I don't like to wait till the last minute. I want the Lord now. And this is the time to accept him. Because after the rapture, you're going to be on one-on-one, because your friends ain't going to be your friends. Your own relatives, your own kinfolk, your own mama and daddy will betray you once this Antichrist comes, because he is going to bring hell. There's going to be fire. There's going to be meteorites. There's going to be water going bad, food going bad. There's going to be poisons in the air. There's going to be climate control and all this stuff. You're going to be uncontrollable. Your own family will betray you. There ain't going to be no church going. There ain't going to be no Bible studies. Because the Antichrist is going to check down all Christians. And if you're a Christian, your life is in danger. And the government is going to be working for the Illuminatis and the Baphomets and the Moloch gods and all these false ancient gods that float around in the air. Amen. Let me tell you, Satan is going to bring his whole clan down here. It's going to be called the Independence Day. When Satan invades Earth, he's the prince power of the air now. He's ruling in high places. He's ruling in low places. He's ruling in cracks and corners. He's ruling in the drug cartel. He's ruling in the child pornography. He's ruling in homosexual. He's ruling in lesbianism. He's ruling all up in sodomites. He's ruling all up in sex with animals. He's ruling in cannibalism. He's ruling in destruction. And folks are lapping it up. But there's a time coming when the end will come. And the end is almost here. The end of what? The end of the church age. We're in the church of Laodicea. That lukewarm, I don't care, do anything I want to. Lying preachers. Lying church members. Homosexual. Lesbianism. Trying to be a Christian and whoremongering. Adultery. And thank God it ain't gonna do nothing. You lying to yourself, because the Bible says God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Church folks are reaping. Because they live half-hearted. They live in a hypocrite. Can't live a hypocrite. God bless you. Oh, the Lord bless me. Oh, the devil can bless you too. You do a whole lot of dirt, the devil give you money. You can make money. You can make money the wrong way anyway in nowadays. So some people give you $50,000 and you can wipe out my wife or kill my son or do some kind of crime. I'll give you $50,000. I'll give you $5,000. You go to bed with me. That's what people are doing. Wicked. Righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to entity, and America is going down the tube. She's been sucked up by sin, killing our babies. Teenagers half crazy. Don't realize there's a God in heaven. You got to answer for it. What kind of age we living in? We live in the age of earthquakes and famine, pestilence. Men running to and fro. Listen to what I got to say. Knowledge shall be increased. Wars and wars and wars and rumors of war. Evil men wax worse and worse. Jesus Christ said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. And this is a duplicate of what Noah had to face. I've been preaching for 57 years, and let me tell you, and I'm enjoying it because I'm doing what God wants me to do. And very few people will accept what the word of God say, not what I say. Restaurant and taverns. It'd be a whole lot of false Christ, quack preachers, jackleg preachers, preaching a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but they won't mention hell. And Jesus Christ spoke more about hell than he did heaven. He's warned the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Woe to you Pharisees, and said, you're like vipers. You're stiff-necked. Woe unto your dress on the outside, but underneath you're like a dead man's graveyard. You're full of dead bones. Scoffers. A lot of people are laughing. He ain't coming. Jesus ain't coming, man. That's a bunch of crap. I've been hearing that ever since I've been born. How old are you now? I'm 40. Well, I'm 77. I've been here ever since I was born. He ain't came yet, but he's coming. We're living in the last generation. And this last generation started in 1948. And this generation ends in 2029. That's 80 years. That's one full generation. Men! Walking after their own lust. Woo! That's on TV screen everywhere. Men walking after their own lust. Men heaping up treasures for the last days. Gold, silver, Bitcoin, PSP, 401k, insurance. All people trying to get the money, but that money ain't going to be worth a nickel during the tribulation period. For they're eliminating cash. It'll be digital money. Woo, heaping up treasure for the last day, false creatures. Men and horses out of work. Automobiles will be roaming the streets in the book of Nahum. Airship. Perilous times shall come. Disobedient to parents. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Jews returning to Palestine. Coming world dictator, the Antichrist. The length of his rule is 3.5 years. The last part of the 3.5 years, the devil will rule the world for 3.5 years. That's all. Short rule. Because it ends up in destruction. Picture of the last war in the book of Daniel, Matthew 21. Preach the gospel to all nations, and then the end shall come. Signs in the sun and in the what? In the moon and in the stars, distress upon nations, men's hearts failing them for the fear. Man, people living in fear. Woo! scared to death. People are scared to wake up in the morning anymore. Nervous breakdown, heart attacks, all kind of ailments that they're facing. Having bad dreams and don't know what to do. They go to drugs, they go to sex, they go to everything to try to satisfy the soul. And you can't satisfy the soul without Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only thing that satisfies your soul. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. You ain't going to tell me nothing else. Jesus Christ is the only one that can satisfy your soul. When you down and out, depressed, when you ain't got no friends, woo, when your money runs short, woo, when you ain't got no job, Jesus is my provider. I trust in him whether I live or whether I die. All these are beginning of sorrow, but the end is not yet. Watch therefore and pray always that ye may be accountable, worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Only one way to escape. John 3:16 and Hebrews 4:2. Listen. Let's see what Hebrews said. Amen. Hebrews says this. This is what Hebrews says. Come on now, listen to this. Therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest any time we shall let them slip. Because if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? We cannot escape this judgment that's coming upon the earth if we neglect so great a salvation. In other words, if you don't get saved before the rapture, and you don't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will have to face the tribulation. You will have to face the Antichrist. You will have to face the false prophet. You will have to face shortage of water. You will have to face meteorites and falling stars and storms and tornadoes and hurricanes. You will have to face every bit of the judgment that's going to fall on this earth. And the only way you can receive to escape it or go through it is you got to accept Jesus Christ. If you don't, your soul will be damned into eternal damnation. For Christ, Jesus Christ, Son of God, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the rock, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the one that made the heavens and the earth and everything therein, the only way you can escape the wrath of God is through his Son on Calvary's cross, died and rose again. Why don't you come on in? Why don't you come on in? Why don't you make up your mind tonight? Quit trying to put it off. You keep on putting it off, people. If you die tomorrow, if you fall down the steps, if you go to a restaurant and get hold of some bad food, and you die of some kind of disease, and you know disease is cropping up everywhere, who you gonna go to? You can go to a shot if you want to. You can do this if you want to. But who you gonna go to save your soul? Because if you die with corona and you say you're going to heaven. If you die with corona and you say you're going to hell. If you die with corona and not say you're going to hell. Which one you want? Tomorrow is not promised to you. Because all life is in God's hand. I know some people can go before their time for the way they live. Some people got killed before their time because they opened their mouth too much. Some got killed by robbing people. Some got killed by doing wicked things, and they die under the influence of alcohol, under the influence of drugs, under the influence of sex. They die. They die in that condition. They never accept Jesus Christ. And they die in that. When they lift their eyes up in hell, they're going to know why they're there. They're there because they refute and deny the holy, righteous, only sacrifice that God ever made. God ain't made no other sacrifice other than what? The greatest sacrifice he gave was when he became man and died for our sins. Get to that. George Bizarre can be saved from hell's fire. Because there is a hell. Whether you believe it or not, there is a hell prepared for the devil and his angels. And if you serve the devil, you bid for the devil, you work for the devil, you live for the devil, you're going to die with the devil. And the only thing he got is fire. God's wrath. No getting out. No mercy in hell. No water in hell. No Bud Light in hell. No kind of drinking in hell. Nothing. But brimstone and fire and agony and gritting and gnashing of teeth. Saying, oh, if I just would have listened. I would have listened. Accepted Jesus Christ while I was on top side, while I was living, if I would have accepted that Bible study, if I would have accepted when that young man offered me to receive Christ and I told him I want to do a few things later on, I don't buy that. If I just would have came to him, oh no, why do you know? God didn't let you do that. He spoke to you. But Satan said, you're going to miss the whole meaning of living. But I tell you one thing, you're going to miss the whole meaning of living if you reject Christ. Because there's more on the other side for the righteous than hell can ever think of. Oh, you're talking about a good time. Give you a little information, the streets of gold, walking on gold. Looking at gold, gold everywhere. No more thundercloud, no more killing and murder, no more racial bigotry and racial stereotyping folks. No more. No more trash cans. No more. You talking about streets of gold and they tell me the city is so big it could hold 53 billion people. 53 billion people. That's about 9 times the Earth population right now. 9 times. 53 billion. You'll get to see all the patriarchs of the Old Testament. Samson and all those that serve the Lord and believe in the forerunner of the cross, that there had to be an ultimate sacrifice. You see all the prophets. You see everybody that accepted Jesus Christ in the old and in the new, because they couldn't come out the grave until the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament got up out the grave after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and they went on to paradise because paradise was removed from the heart of the earth unto the presence of God. So when a saint dies down, they go directly to paradise in heaven. Every time a saint dies, an angel comes and gets a saint of God. When a sinner dies, Satan, demons grab your soul They snatch your soul and they snatch it right into hell. They say, we got you now. You can't get away. You can't make no decision. You can't have pleasure no more. You can't enjoy life at all, whether you're in pleasure or whether you're not. You are going to be tormented by us forever. 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 Oh, my God, forever. Please save me from this. God cannot save you from the lake of fire. He can't save you from hell. He can't save you from at the great white throne. You got to be saved before you leave here. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Watchman on the Wall. Thank you for listening to me this afternoon. Love you all. I haven't forgot you. I'll be on up to probably about September. After September, look here, I might not be here. 95.5, I will not be here. October, woo! Oh God, this is the time of appointed seasons. Jesus Christ is getting ready to blow the trumpet. The trumpet of salvation and deliverance from this present evil world, full of evil, debauchery, lying, killing, murdering, raping, killing babies like flies because they don't want a baby. If you have them, they don't want to take care of them. But let me tell you, judgment is coming. And every man going to stand before the judgment of God. Every woman, every boy and girl is going to stand before the judgment of God and give an account of everything you've done, whether it's good or whether it's evil. But thank God. As for me, I'm going to be in the first resurrection, and that's the rapture, because I'm going to the judgment seat of Christ and be judged for the works that I have done here on this earth for 77 years. I'm going to be judged, whether it's good or whether it's evil. And if it be wood, hay, and stubble, it's going to burn up. But if it be like gold, gold, silver and brass, I'm going to get a crown. I'm going to get a crown. I'm working for my crown right now. I'm working for my crown day and night. I woo you in. I pray you in. I hope you in. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. There's no time left because the church is not going to get back where it was at the beginning. It'll never come back. It'll never come back because evil men say, why it's worse and worse. And there's a part of the church that's on fire. There's a part of the church that's on fire. There's a lot of people that's on fire for God. And there's a lot of people playing a hypocrite. And those that are playing a hypocrite, they better get right. Because if they don't get right, they're going to be left here. The unregenerated, those that say they have salvation but really have never had an experience with Jesus Christ, now is the time. Apostle Paul said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart with a contrite spirit that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. If you want your life changed tonight and you want to come to Christ, you can come right now. You don't have to go to the altar. Your altar can be exactly where you at right now. And the only thing you've got to do, you've got to admit that you are a sinner, period. And you don't have to go around talking about, I ain't sinned. Yes, you have. You're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We all have sinned some way or other. And you've got to hate sin. You've got to hate what you're doing. You've got to hate realizing that God is a holy God. And the only way that you can get cleaned up is sanctification through the blood. And you can plead the blood on your soul tonight. and confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. I want to see you get saved tonight. Tonight could be your night. Tomorrow may be too late. Young folks are dying. People are dying in their 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s. Dying fast. Young folks are dying quicker than older folks. Just because you're young, that don't mean you're going to live long. But since you're alive today, you ought to think, what is going to happen to me after I die? There's only two places you can go. Only two. You can go to heaven or you can go to hell. God has already made his choice. His choice was that he died for you. Now, if he died for you, he's telling you, I want your soul. I want your soul. The devil said, I want your soul too. But God said, I want it more than the devil. The devil said, no, I want it more than what God. So I'm going to give you all the obstacles. And I don't want you. Satan said, I don't want you to do one thing. Please, 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 please don't go to the cross. Please don't confess it with your mouth. Please don't believe what he did for you. Died and rose. Don't go there yet. Wait till a little while longer. And guess what? That little while longer might not be as long as you think it is. If you leave this world without Christ, you will lift up your eyes in hell. Don't be like that. Don't let the devil trick you and con you and make you feel like you're going to miss something if you don't accept Jesus Christ. See, if you accept Jesus Christ, you're going to miss the fun of life. No, you ain't going to miss nothing because sin is destruction. Sin will destroy you permanently if you don't accept Jesus Christ. Because if you die without him, you're going to be permanently, you're going to be, not temporarily, you're going to be permanent agony for the rest of eternity. Never able to have relief because you're paying for your own sin. And paying for your own sin means that you be separated from God forever. Accept him tonight. This is Elder Bazaar. Love y'all guys. Love every one of you. I got to tell you just like it is, I'm beating up the devil. I'm not beating up you. I'm beating up the devil. I'm putting a hammer, drive a hammer through his head. And the only way you can get the victory over Satan is come on to Jesus Christ. For he loved you so much that he was willing to get his hands pierced and his feet pierced and was willing enough to be slaughtered and ridiculed and beaten beyond recognition and die for your sins and come back from the grave for your victory. Come to him today. Pastor Paul said, confess. When you confess, you admit. You're admitting that you're a sinner. You're admitting that Christ died for you. You're admitting that. You said, Jesus, come into my life. I'm sorry for sins I have done. I said, my action, my thoughts. I'm sorry. I want you to come on in. He'll step right on into your life right now by you repenting and confessing and admitting that you need Jesus in your life, period. For he said, if you come to him, he in no wise will cast you out. He won't reject you. If you accept him, he said, I've been waiting for this for a long time. Lord, I'm a sinner and I'm sorry for my behavior. I'm sorry for my action. I'm sorry for the way I've been treating you and thinking about you the wrong way. I confess with my mouth and I believe with my heart, my spirit being deep down in my soul, I believe that you died for me. I believe that God raised you from the dead on the third day morning. I believe, and I want you to come into my life, and I believe you're coming back again to get me from this mean, cruel world that I'm living in. And he said, thou shalt be saved. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. I'll be back Sunday evening, 5 o'clock. Brother Tim will probably be with me, and we're going to go into some heavy stuff. Because we got a lot of things to go through, amen. After the rapture of the church, when we get to heaven, man, we're going to see the Antichrist. We're going to see the peace treaty. We're going to see the tribulation. We're going to see the 144,000. We're going to see Russia and Israel. This is what we're going to see from heaven. We're going to see the 28 judgments fall up on earth. We're going to see the mark of the beast come to power. We're going to see the two witnesses. We're going to come back with Christ. We're going to witness Armageddon, and we are going to definitely, if you accept Jesus Christ, you are definitely going to rule and reign with him in the millennium reigns when Jesus Christ comes back to this earth 1,000 years and rule and reigns. And after 1,000 years are up, the last judgment is called the Great White Throne. That's in the 20th chapter of Revelation. All the wicked dead, the wicked dead shall be raised out of the sea, out of the oceans, out of lands where people have been buried alive, all those who have been buried in mass graves, all the wicked, Hitler, Mussolini, all the dictators, all the presidents, kings and priests will be raised up and stand before the great white throne, and books will be opened, and they will be judged out of the books, what is written in the book. If their name is not in the book, they all will be cast into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone. That is the end of time. The church, the saints of God, will step into eternity, and hell will be cast out of the presence of God, so that men will never again have to face anything to do with the devil. And the devil and his angels will be cast into the lake of fire, and they will burn forever. And we will rejoice on this earth, renovated. It'll catch on fire, and God is going to make it a brand new heaven and a brand new earth where dwelleth nothing but righteousness, peace, joy, and love. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. Love y'all guys out there. Stay tuned for Sunday, 5 o'clock. We'll be back on. Amen. Trying to get this gospel out. Trying to tell somebody, amen, you need Jesus Christ in your life. Don't be left here after the rapture. You will have to face the Antichrist. That you don't want to do. This is Elder G. Bazaar. Love you all. Pray for me. I'll grow strong in the Lord to conclude this session.